Hi, it's Esther here. Welcome to this audio lesson in which we're going to learn some elements for making our speech in English smoother and more flowing and to have you sound more like a native English speaker. So we're going to first practice the linking W, and then after that we'll practice some things with the linking Y. So we're going to do the phrases for the linking W. So I could say to a, but instead I'm going to say to a. To a. I'm going to a show. To a. I could say to eat. I could still say that, but even if I want to speak. But when I'm speaking quickly and more flowingly, to eat. You can hear that work coming in. To eat. The next phrase, 2 hour, and linked is 2 hour, 2 hour. I could say into it and linked into it, into it. You hear that it sounds more flowing and not as into it. It doesn't sound as choppy. The next phrase is kangaroo out, and when I do it with linking, kangaroo out, kangaroo out. The next phrase, who ate, when I link it, who ate my bicky, my cookie, who ate my cookie. And the next one is do it and linked, do it, do it. Doesn't matter whether you're practicing an Australian, British, or American accent. This linking W and linking Y are still there. The next one is go under and linked, go under, go under. The next phrase, go after and linked, go after, go after. And the next one, know it and linked, know it, know it. So now I'm going to put some sentences together using some of those phrases we've just practiced. So the first sentence is, we're going to eat. We're going to eat. There's that linking W. Instead of we're going to eat, which sounds choppy, we're going to eat. And the next sentence, come to our party, 2 hour. Come to our party. The next sentence, go to a meeting, go to a meeting, go to a meeting. And the next sentence, put the kangaroo out, sorry, put the kangaroo out back. Put the kangaroo out back. So the what is in there? Who ate my cookies? Who ate my cookies? Don't do it. You can hear the word in there between do and it. Don't do it. And the next one, no, it won't fit. No, it. No, it won't fit. And the next one, he won't allow us to go. He won't allow us to go. And the last sentence, show it to me. Show it to me, show it to me. And now we're going to practice with me, like you have been with the W linking. We're going to practice some phrases using the Y or Y linking. So the first phrase is me on, the first two words, me on, and we'll link it me on, me on. And the next one is be at, be at, be at, be at the station, be at the station. And the next one is tree in, tree in, tree in. So you see how we're putting a y in there to get from one vowel to the next. The next phrase is see it, and we're going to link it, see it, see it. And the next one is me a. Give me a pen, for instance. So Mia, 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 give me a pen, give me a pen, yeah? And the next is committee after, committee after, committee after. And the next one is try it, and we'll put it together, try it, try it. And the next one is pie out, and putting together, linking together, pie out, pie out. And the next one is tie up, and linked, tie up, tie. And the next one is cry over, and linked together, cry over, cry over. And let's put some of those into sentences. Come see me on the show. See me on the show. Come see me on the show. So you can hear the y in there. Be at, so there's the y, be at the station on time. I can't see it. See it. I can't see it. Call the committee, next one is call the committee after the meeting. Committee after the meeting. Call the committee after the meeting. And the next one, take the pie out. Pie out. Take the pie out. And the next one, tie a ribbon on. Tie a ribbon on. Tie a ribbon on. And the next one, don't try it. Don't try it. And the next one, he began to cry over it. And again, he began to cry over it. He began to cry over it. Yeah. So I'm overdoing the y and the w in some of those, but then I do it quickly. And you see that it makes it easier to get from the word that ends in a vowel to the next word that begins with a vowel and make it smooth. So, and you don't hear it as strongly, but it's there. So have a practice of that. That makes it the rhythm of your English speech much more flowing, and you sound more like a native. It's a higher level linking rhythm tip. Anyway, enjoy practicing, and bye for now.